chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat. Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Oh, I'm so glad to be here with you today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'ma rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, I got a clear voice and a clear mind, and I'm ready to rejoice in the name of Jesus. Oh, this is such a great day. I love this show. I love you guys so much for tuning in. Over 1 million listeners worldwide, and we're on over 110 networks, including iHeartRadio. We are on Alexa. We are on Google Play. We are on podcast, Apple. We are everywhere. Go ahead and download the app. Let it be in your phone day and night and on the road, at home, wherever you are, and just take us with you, okay? When you go on Alexa, say, hey, Alexa, Gina's radio chat. That's what you say. Hey, Alexa, play Gina's radio chat. And then on Google Play, you say, hey, Google, play BBS radio station number one. And there you go. You'll be right with us all the time, 24/7, BBS radio, the best network on the internet. All right, you guys, let's get right into the show because we got the legendary gospel inspirational recording artist, writer, producer. I can't even tell you all of his accolades, but he is a Grammy Award winning, Stella Award winning from the Sounds of Blackness. Gary Hines is joining us, and I'm super excited about him. So he could catch up with us. He got a new song out. We got to hear all about that, hear the song and all of that. I'm sure it's going to bless your socks off. Then, you know, my girl, Minister Nicole Atkins, got her 5 minutes in his presence. Oh, you know, we live for that right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And my girl, Gina G with the Trinity, is going to be joining me in a bit. And she's got all the Trinity and what she's saying, everything else that we be talking about in between. It's so much to go over. But so let's get this show started because I got ministerial moment and all of that. All right. The weather today in D.C. is 84 degrees. You are partly cloudy right now. Got thunderstorms coming afternoon. A lot. They're definitely coming. It's 60% and 80% unless something changes. God can change. I'm telling you, I've seen him do it. 93 is going to be our high. It's hot. Okay, so be ready for that. London, you are 77. That's hot for you. So just to let it be known, that's hot for you, London. London, you are 77 degrees. That's your high, mostly sunny, which is amazing. You guys in London, get out and enjoy that weather because you know how your weather be. 60 degrees is going to be your when you wake up in the morning. Los Angeles, you are 63 and cloudy right now. But it's 8 o'clock in the morning, so that's good weather for 8. All right, 77 is going to be your high today. Nothing but sunshine in L.A. Keep those masks on, everybody, but especially you, Los Angeles. Come on now. I got trips to take to you guys. I need you to get it together. Hurry up and get those masks and wash your hands. All right, Atlanta, 81 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 88 degrees. Tomorrow when you wake up, it's going to be 73 degrees. You don't have any showers until this evening briefly. Chances of showers. South Australia, 45 degrees is your high right now. You got clear skies, sparkly stars above. 39 is going to be when you wake up in the morning. 66 tomorrow is your high. 84 degrees right now in Kenya. 84, that's your high. 71 degrees you're waking up to. You got thunderstorms tomorrow, so be aware of that. Hawaii, you are 55 degrees. Your high is 70 degrees, and you got showers coming this evening, so be on the watch for that. Let's see here. Puerto Rico, you are 81 degrees. Thunderstorms coming early this afternoon. 67 is going to be your wake up in the morning. And Portugal, you are 68 degrees right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 58 degrees. You are partly cloudy as we speak. All right, we're going to take a sponsorship break. All right, and then we're going to be back with Ministerial Moment. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, let's get right into the good stuff. All right, so... All right, it's been in my spirit, you guys. Really, it has been in my spirit to talk about just where we are in the body of Christ. I just, you know, something that I can relate to, and I just want to encourage somebody because it's a lot of pressures out there. If we're not focusing on God, we can be pulled from all kind of directions, from every which way, every loop, every roller coaster, every dead end, every brick wall. Oh, and I'm telling you, this is such an important season right now for us to be focused on the things of God. We are to be focused on the things of the Father so he can give us direction. It is time for us to rise up and walk in our destiny and do what is pleasing unto the Father. I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people that are not woke. You're following after people that do not get it. They are already so caught up in their agenda that they don't know what the plans and the thoughts are of God. Even though it seems like it's right, even though it sounds like it's right, and even though God promised we can do all these things, the one and most important thing of them all is obedience. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. Anything outside of that is a form of witchcraft. That's where legalism comes in. That's where religion comes in and bondage comes in. God said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. You are free. So the thing is that how are you free? You want to know because you don't really understand it. Keep seeking, keep pressing in. Stop looking for microwave results. Stop looking for things that you understand. God says that he would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. If you've seen it, if you heard it, if you've done it, he got something even better than that. He says, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. You know, the plans and thoughts that I have towards you, no one has even seen it. Nobody has even heard of the plans and thoughts that he has for you, and they're for good and not for evil. So in order for you to want to know that, who else better to go to but the Father who created you and all things and everything else? Who else to go to other than the person that opens doors that no man can shut? Who else can you go to for your husband, the one that created Eve out of Adam's rib? Who else can you go to that gave up his only begotten son? Listen, he was a seed. God came as a seed and was placed by the Holy Spirit in a woman's womb. That's how powerful God is. He could do whatever he wants, whenever he wants to. And we limit him and we maximize him by putting him in a box. We dismiss him and we cringe the Holy Spirit when we run to man, when we seek after their approval, when we're seeking. Let me tell you something about the man thing. Love them, because God said out of all the gifts, prophesying, being an apostle, being a prophet, prophesying, interpreting the tongues, speaking in tongues, all of that is great. Casting out demons, that's authority, that's power. But if you don't have no love in you, it is of nothing. God created us in his image. He said, let us create man in our image. That means that because he is love, he created you to be love. As you become one with the Father, one with Jesus, as he is one with the Father, you will become love. You will become more in that. And everything you do will be out of compassion, which is love for your fellow brethren. But I have to say that as long as you are in your stumbling position, blindness, you'll have all the friends in the world. Every prophet will prophesy to you. Every apostle, every leader want to shepherd you and lead you to the way of freedom. Every person will want to do that. The moment that you get a revelation, the moment that your eyes can see, the moments that you rise in your in resurrection power, the moment that you start being obedient to God, the moment that you start understanding the word for yourself and seeing visions and dreaming dreams and having a relationship with God, you'll start seeing people roll away from you. Because believe it or not, people do not understand that it's not just them, that God has raised up. I think about Elijah, how Elijah thought that he was the only one. He was not the only one. God said, I have hundreds around here. You just haven't met them. But if you understand the kingdom, and that's where God wants you to be, where you understand kingdom, where you understand position, when you understand sonship, then you will understand how God operates. You'll start getting glimpse into the mysteries. You'll start seeing results of the revelation. You'll start getting the fruit of the manifestation. So I want to encourage you about that. That is the season right now for you to start walking in that with confidence. That approval right now should be from the Father. Seeking approval from him is most importantly. He said he would draw all men unto him. As you become one with Jesus, as you become one with him, then in him in you will draw men to you. People that are ready for a revival. People that want to sacrifice themselves unto the Lord. People that are ready to die of their flesh. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday, how you ran your race. If you ran limped, if you ran crawling, if you barely made it, if you was crying the whole time and you was weak, it doesn't matter. Get up. That's the most important thing to the Father. He can reinstate you. He did it with Peter. He did it with Peter. He kept David. He did it with Adam and Sarah. He will do it for you. So I just want you to be encouraged with that and know that God is in control and he rules and reigns. All right. So I just pray for your strength. I pray that you would seek after the Lord, seek after Father and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you in the name of Jesus. All right, you guys, this has been Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Robinson with Mama's Boy, The Play. And you listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Gina G with the Trinity. I say what she says, she got the Trinity. I say what she says, she got the Trinity. Gina G for you and me. Gina G with the Trinity. Say what she say. Go on, Gina G.
I keep telling you it's the you and me part. That's the part that gets me every time. It reminds me of like the 70s or something. Like, I just feel welcome. Like, it's like, you and me. Like, you know, it's like, what was that show? Oh, my God, it was a show with two ladies, and they were friends, and they used to work together. Oh, my gosh. I can't,
I know,
anyway.
You're talking about the two white ladies.
Laverne and Shirley. I think that was Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
That's what that reminds me of. I love it when you say that. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, let's get back.
Doug First said, remind him of good times.
Yeah.
That's what he just said. Good times.
Yeah. Now, that's it right there. I think good times is where I want to keep it. Yes, that's exactly. I love it. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. I was just cracking up over here. Oh, my God. Great ministerial minute, sister. I just wanted to tell you that, okay? Believe me, everyone needed to hear that this morning. But let me go ahead and just spill this tea, child.
Spill it. Because
it's a little lot of tea. First of all, I want to make sure that you guys are checking out Sunday's Best. You guys, hosted by Kirk Franklin. It comes on at 8 p.m. on BET. So make sure you guys check it out. It's just an amazing show. And you can be blessed. I find myself crying. Let me tell you something. You can be blessed just listening to the Gospels, hearing it being sung. I'm sorry, instead of like reading it. I'm talking about, ooh, Lord, I'm sorry. Okay, we lost John Lewis, you guys. We lost John Lewis, the civil rights activist. Gina, I know you know a lot about him as well. He's been fighting a six-month cancer battle, and we lost him about 4 days ago, you guys. He was 80 years old. He was a warrior, Gina. He was everywhere.
Yeah, since
a young man, and you know, I see his mugshot, and he was smiling in his mugshot, and he definitely said, I'm just on the right side of history. That is the reason why I smile. He knew that being arrested at that moment in time was that he would be on the right side of history. So I just thought it was excellent, excellent, excellent. We got some barriers being broke, you guys. In Texas, a small Texas town, they finally removed a fence. Listen to this, Gina, that segregated a cemetery. Do you hear me? There was a cemetery where they buried white people. There was a cemetery where they only buried black people. And there was a fence around it. Listen to the segregation and the hatred, Lord, is just breaking chains. And they have knocked that fence down, you guys. So things are moving in this world. Just you may not see everything, but just know it's moving, you guys. They're saying that three things to be prevented in the COVID, washing your hands, wearing your mask, keeping your distance. And if those are the three things that keep you from getting COVID, I just want to know why these kids are going back to school. I don't understand that. That's still a fight that's going on. My son will be doing virtual homeschooling, but a lot of people are into sending their kids back to school, and a lot of governors are sending their kids back to school. So you guys just pray, because it's, Gina, I don't know, honey. Cases is going up. I don't know what to do. You know, you don't want to live in fear, because you know God's got it, but you also don't want to just run yourself right on into danger, Lord. Come on now, He gave you common sense. You know, if you ain't seen, I ain't seen Beyonce outside. There's a couple people I ain't seen outside yet. So if they ain't going outside, I ain't going outside. So I just want you guys to be safe and be careful. I'm going to just throw that in there, that what she say. Y'all make sure y'all be safe, take care of each other. I mean, people are dying, you guys. So you have to just, pay attention and stay focused and keep God first.
Okay, well, since we got time, Gina G, with the Trinity and what she say, about this Kanye situation? That is the elephant in the room, in the condo and the house and the mansion.
What's the elephant in the room, in the condo, in the house, in the mansion?
Kanye West, what's going on with him?
Well, let me tell you. Okay, well, see, that's why I didn't want to bring up crazy. Lord, thank you. Thank you for bringing it up, Gina, because I just didn't want to bring up crazy.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing it up is because a lot of us, including myself, can you hear me? The reason why I'm bringing it up is because a lot of us, you know, we were hopeful and prayerful and still are, you know, for his healing and deliverance and things like that. And his first gospel album, I mean, it had even kids and a lot
Wonderful.
Of different race and people really start opening up their eyes and the possibility of salvation and believing in Christ. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? So it was
so
a
good.
Lot of hope there. And I just feel like he's being attacked. But what are your thoughts?
I agree with you, because where is it coming from? I mean, we've always known that Kanye's been different and on his own path, you know, but this seems like he's hurt, like he don't even have any control of himself, his emotions, you know, how he's talking to people, how he's treating people. It's like, it's just, something's wrong. you know, and people don't, people are, of course, so quick to call it crazy because anything that we don't know automatically is crazy. You know, automatically it can't be, what is that? I don't live with that, so why is that happening? You know, but praying for him is a must. You know, and praying for his wife. We don't even know what's going on in his home. You know, everybody just sees kind of the outside and just Kanye West. But what's going on in his home? I mean, this man has five children. I mean, what's happening? You know, what's happening? Beautiful children, a beautiful wife who has turned her life around, you know, from how she started. And everybody is entitled to do that. And so is
everybody.
No matter what everybody says about her. You know, and I don't care what people say about her because I don't know. I've always watched, so I've seen a lot from the beginning to now. And so you just don't even know what's going on with his family. So I just feel for him, you know, but somebody got to take his phone. Somebody got to take his phone. Somebody needs to sit him down somewhere, you know, because he could be spreading the wrong message. And it's definitely Satan, you know, using him to make people feel the way they're feeling now, to turn against him, you know, and it's sad. You know, when you speak about the Antichrist, when you speak about things like this, somebody that we least expected is supposed to come in, you know, and then somebody that comes in, then he just gets, you know.
This is the thing. A lot of times, because we're not in position in the body of Christ to really notice where, you know, because there will be a false Christ. There will be, you know, people that's saying that they are the Christ and all these different things that's going to come and magic and sorcery that's going to pretend and act like it's from God and it's not. And so we have to be watchful and steadfast and understand that, first of all. So I see, like, any leadership that has been in his way, I'm praying that they have the strength to go forward and maybe minister to him in love. And but I'm also praying that he's receptive. You know, it takes both ends. You just, you know, you can't just preach at somebody. You got to pour into somebody. And in order to pour into somebody, they have to be a willing and open vessel, you know. So it takes both of you. You know what I'm saying? So just like Jesus and the Father and Holy Ghost is not going to force themselves on you. You have to, you know, come in humbly and wanting and your arms open. And, you know, they'll pour all up in you if you want it. You know, they're just waiting on you to open up. You know, they won't withhold anything from you now. And so I just pray that, because even though he's a celebrity, we cannot be moved by that stuff. We cannot be moved by his position in the earth.
And we don't even know what he did to get that. What did he do to get that? Because we didn't get it.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something which is weird. I got some DM about some, what is that called? The Illuminati. Somebody DM me, talk about some. If I want to be a part of the Illuminati, I'd block them and restricted them and reported them and everything. But you'd be surprised. The devil is busy. You know, it depends on where your heart.
You can get in there.
You'll be tested to sell your soul. You know, and if you're thinking you're the greatest and you take God's glory, then you'll be in a position of the enemy like Lucifer did. Yeah. He wanted to be worshipped and all of that. And he fell from heaven because God was like, I'm the only God. You're not
right.
You're not alone. You know, and kick this butt on out.
Discipline, because that's the father that we have. And it's, you know, you just, without him, I don't see how anybody is really living day to day. I just don't.
I don't either.
Me personally,
all I know
really
is that this person that's getting ready to join us right now is a legend. I can't even tell you everything that he's done, but he's done a lot and has been rewarded and appreciated, and God has blessed him through it all. I mean, he is the one and only Gary Hines from Sounds of Blackness. He has won countless awards, Grammy, Stella. I mean, he's got Sounds of Blackness is a lifetime. I mean, we can listen to their music and be inspired every time it plays countlessly on the radio on all stations. And we just love him. And welcome back, Gary, to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Thank you so much, my queen. How are you?
Oh, King Gary, we are fine. Gina G, say hi to Gary.
Well, hello, Gary. Welcome, welcome back once again.
Thank you so much on behalf of all the Sounds of Blackness.
All right. You know, we love all of y'all so much. And let me say, I want you to introduce your song before we get into the how, the why, and when, and the coronavirus and all that. Please introduce your new project.
From the prolific words of the late, great Fannie Lou Hamer, who said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, tired of injustice, tired of inequality, comes the song From Sounds of Blackness, Sick and Tired.
All right. Tell us what we, I know what we sick and tired of, don't you, Gina? But we got millions of listeners worldwide, Gary. What are we sick and tired of?
We are sick and tired of 4 centuries of inequality, injustice, beatings, lynchings, murders, rapes, castrations, systemic racism, white supremacy, institutional racism, and now is the time to finally say enough is enough.
I love it. I mean, it was so much power and emphasis on being sick and tired. I am so thankful. You guys, was this a song in the making? It just happens to be at the right time with all the riots and everything that's been going on now? Or was this something that was birthed in the midst of all that's going on? I mean, not to dismiss the things that have happened in the years past. I mean, but just oh, God, it's just so... elevated at this time where the world now is watching. Was this song birthed during this time or what?
Yes, it was, my queen. It was birthed during this time, especially with the lynching and murder of Brother George Floyd in real time before the eyes of the whole world. Thanks to a camera phone, the world was able to see what we have been saying has been going on for centuries. And right here in Minneapolis, of course, where Sounds of Blackness are based, and blocks from where I live, blocks from where Sounds of Blackness rehearses at, is where Brother Floyd was murdered. And I got to tell you this, since you ask, the Sounds of Blackness, our vocal rehearsals are on Tuesday evenings, but the first night of protest for Brother Floyd's murder, was on a Tuesday. So, of course, I canceled rehearsal, and Sounds of Blackness were at that protest at the site where he was lynched. And this young teenage young lady, Caucasian young lady, came up to me, and she recognized me from the group. And she said, "Hi, Mr. Sounds of Blackness. You guys are one of my favorite groups, and I know you guys are going to do a song about this." She said, "But please do me a favor. Please don't make it a happy song." And I said, "Young lady, I promise you that will not happen." And sister, we have received just countless offers to collaborate on peace and love songs, and that's not going to happen. If anyone who does that, it tells me they have not been out here in these streets to feel the anger and outrage and the call to action. So as Christians, this is a Jesus turn the tables over in the temple moment.
Whip come
them out on. Of the temple moment. because folks, some of the church folks try to go there and say, "Well, no, we need to be about peace and love." Of course, ultimately, we need to be about peace and love. God is love. But when Jesus saw that injustice and inequality and defamation in the temple, he didn't say peace and love. He turned tables on and whipped them out. So this is a turntables whip out moment, and it's a turntables and whip out song.
Let me tell you something, how you so on point right now. That's just where I am in my spiritual walk. I mean, it's just, I feel that there's such a movement going on behind closed doors within us and our hearts and our souls. I believe that if we are listening and moving by his spirit, there is a toughening that's happening right now, a toughening of the skin, a death of the flesh, that we are like, you know, sold out at this point. Like, there's no other way. Like, to me, Gary and Gina, it feels like this short time feels like more than a year. It feels like if I look back past even February, it seems like a long time ago. So much has changed in my perspective, my perception, and the way my soul is like, I'm driven. Do you understand what I'm saying? For change, I'm driven to do what I'm called to do, and nothing else matters at this point. I don't care about, like, what you said when you said about like, if somebody wanting to do happy something, like, I don't even feel like that is truth prophetic. Like, if anything is focusing on you and you getting and you being and you doing, I mean, if it don't have nothing to do with change, literally, if it doesn't have anything to do with kingdom building on earth as it is in heaven, like God's will and purpose, I just can't even, I'm like you. I don't feel connected with that. And I will wait. As I wait, I will continue to be being prepared and trained, so when the time is right and things get worse, because they will, okay? This stuff is going to manifest, because it's promised in the word, and we have to be prepared for this stuff and not so distracted by, you know, I don't know, everything else under the sun other than what he created us to do on this earth. Everything else is a plus. You know what I'm saying? Everything else is added on for his glory, but the main reason why he created us is to serve him, to worship him, and to spread this word, you know, and to be an example like Jesus, you know?
Yes. You better preach.
So what is your thoughts about that?
No, I concur wholeheartedly. You know, God placed us here for one another. And he helps those who help themselves. So those with the wait-and-see attitude, even Martin Luther King wrote the book, among several books he wrote, Why We Can't Wait. So this is right now. We've been waiting for 400 years. And so, here's how the Lord works, as I know you know. When Moses had his black nerve to go up on the holy mountain and ask God why he had not freed his people, God, you know, turned that table. He said, "Therefore, I will send thee." So we are being sent. And so while we're, you know, those that are inclined to wait and, "Oh, don't do this," and, "Oh, you're pushing too hard," and, "Oh, you're too intense." No, God helps those who help themselves. He is sending us. He is imploring us now to help ourselves more than ever. And it's scriptural.
I'm telling you, it's so scriptural. I mean, in 1 Timothy, I just posted this too, just for the record, in 2 Timothy 3 and 3, chapter 3, 1 through 2. And the first thing it says, you should know this. You got to know this, Timothy. You got to know this, Gary. You got to know this, Gina. You have got to know that in the last days, there will be very difficult times. That's what it says. He told Timothy, like, you know, be prepared for that. So your thoughts, Gina, what do you have to say with to Gary or ask him?
Well, you know, first of all, the song, I mean, I heard so much more than the lyrics. You know, I heard every instrument, every pound. It was kind of like every footstep, you know, to where we are now. I mean, that song is just, the song is just amazing. So thank you guys for that song and putting it out in this time. And I'm, you know, and I'm with you guys. I'm not with the, you know, kumbaya moment. I'm really with, you know, enough is enough. And my kids will not deal with this. Their kids will not deal with this. They're, you know, they will walk in the place where they're free and they're able to be themselves. And that's just where I am right now as well. I'm with y'all. Just know we're going the same way. No matter how we get there, what time we get there, we going the same way.
Just want to go. You know what I mean?
Just want to
do it. Just want to go. Just want something different. How many seasons we're going to go through like this? And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know about you, Gary, if you heard of it, but I'm sure you have, about these hangings that's going on in California. Has anybody even been talking about any of that?
Unfortunately, not enough. And yes, I have heard of them. And you know what? The late, great Billie Holiday, of course, her theme song, a lot of people think her theme song was God Bless the Child, but no, her theme song was Strange Fruit, and Southern Trees Bear a Strange Fruit, Blood on the Leaves and Blood at the Root, Black Bodies Swaying in the Southern Breeze, There's Strange Fruit Hanging from the Poplar Trees. She was talking, of course, about lynching. She was singing about that 60 years ago, and here we are, you know, and that same phenomena is now resurfacing kind of thing. So, yes. And the same way, as I mentioned a moment ago, Fannie Lou Hamer said almost 60 years ago, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Marvin Gaye said, inner city blues, crime is increasing, trigger happy policing. He said that over 40 years ago. And so we must now make the time change right now. It's on us.
Oh, I love you so much. You just continue to stay healthy, continue to let God use you guys. I mean, the talent is just endless. The anointing is just enormous. People are listening. You are definitely a sound in the earth. I don't care what people, you know, like, you've been in this business, you know, in this ministry and this business for years. You know how people try to redirect you for money, for, you know, fame, for everything else. And you have held your ground. You have been authentic, and it shows. I mean, I just love you so much, Gary. I just love God in you. I love your heart. I love the anointing in you. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I just felt that thing so much, that God is definitely rewarding you greatly, and multiple doors are going to open before prominent people. And there's so many things God is showing me that you're doing behind the scenes that people don't even know. You're actually mentoring and ministering and lifting up people and counseling people behind the scenes. And people, God has definitely put you as a pillar, and people are watching you. And I just pray that God will continue to strengthen you, continue to lead you, continue to pour into you, that your cup runneth over. And not only will you be a blessing to many, but you will be blessed. You shall prosper in all things, even as your soul prospers. Your health will continue to prosper. Man, you look good, by the way. I had to throw that in real quick. God has kept you. And
thank
so
you,
I
sweetheart.
Just want to let you know that we love you so much, okay?
I love you right back. Not only me to you, but from all Sounds of Blackness singers and band. And thank you for giving our band some love earlier. Sometimes they get a little overlooked, and we want everybody to know that we thank you, all of your listeners and supporters. We thank you in Sounds of Blackness. Next year, by the grace of God, we celebrate 50th anniversary, 50 years of blackness. And that only happens by the grace of God, by the dedication of our members, and by the support of people like you. So I would hope that all your listeners would go to our website, soundsofblackness.org, and at the website, leave us a message. You'll hear back from us. It won't be an intern. It won't be a machine. It'll be one of us, probably me. You can, if you want to purchase the record, you can do that. If you want to purchase a T-shirt, and I say that to say not just to promote, but because we are donating a portion of the proceeds from the CD sales and from our T-shirt sales to the George Floyd Scholarship Fund.
Oh, my God. Love you so much. You guys, support, support, support. Go follow, go follow, go follow. Sounds of Blackness, Gary Hines, legends, inspirational, anointed, blessed, and favored. Your friend and family to this show, to me, to Gina, we love you, okay?
Yes, we do.
Love you more. Love you like gumbo.
Come on now.
Right now. I like that. All right, Gary. Until next time, you know you're always welcome to come on anytime. So I look forward to the next time.
As do I. Thanks a million, my queen.
Oh, my king, you're welcome.
So
oh, I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. He said a word right there, didn't he, Gina?
Yes. Yes, he did. He did. Real smooth, too. It was real smooth.
It was, yeah. I mean, you know, he's very smooth and very straightforward.
Very smooth word.
Well, now we about to go into his presence with Minister Nicole Atkins.
Hello, and welcome to In His Presence July Devotional. I'm so excited to share with you this month. If I was to title this devotional, it would be Living in the Overflow. I'm going to be reading from Romans 15 and 13. And it says, may the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. You know, I heard this song playing the other day in my spirit early in the morning. And we all know this song. It's called Fill Me Up Until I Overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. And I asked the Lord to fill me up with the power of His Holy Spirit until it bubbles over into my circumstance. Because I realized He wants me to live in my overflow. And that's what I want to share with you today, understanding that God wants us to live in our overflow. He says it so beautifully in Romans. May God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace. Now, this joy and peace is the overflow. It's a place where God wants us to rest and He wants us to live in. He wants us to live in an abundance of joy and in a place of peace. Because walking with Him is an experience. If we are walking with Him, He's with us side by side, then this should be a joyful and a peaceful experience. Nothing should take us by surprise and nothing should shake us. We should be able to look and say, my Father is with me. Whom shall I fear? And when we say that, and when we understand that, we truly can walk in the overflow. We truly can walk in our joy. We truly can walk in peace. We truly can be bubbling up with hope. And knowing that our Father is walking with us on this journey. I don't know about you, but in the midst of all of the COVID, in the midst of all of the changes and the adaptions and the transition, now more than ever, there is a great need to understand the power of the Holy Spirit and the experience of the Holy Spirit. Being able to really understand that God wants us to embrace his joy, embrace his peace. Even in the midst of this, he wants to ensure us that he is with us and we should not be afraid. We should not stop moving forward. Purpose should still be fulfilled. Destiny still should be won. We shouldn't slow down. We should actually possibly speed up. Grab hold of our faith. Let this experience create this bubbling sensation inside of us that, hey, I am walking with the Father and I am living in an overflow of joy and peace. So this month, I know we're getting towards the end of July and we're getting ready to catapult into August. As we make this transition, let's be determined and let's come into agreement that we will live in our overflow and that joy and peace will be our portion and that we will experience the love and the connection of the Holy Spirit in us. Oh, I hope this month's devotional living in the overflow has sparked something in you as it did me. I just love that song. And I hope that you allow yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit and guide you as you walk this journey. Thank you. And I love you. And I hope this devotional pleases you in your spirit and it challenges you in your spirit. So be well, my friend. I'm cheering for you. And if you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me via Twitter under Nick_purpose. You can reach out to me on Facebook, Nicole Atkinson. And if you're a woman, you can reach out to me on Woman of Courage page. It's a private page, but you can reach out to me there as well. So have a blessed day and know that I am cheering for you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. That was in his presence. Amen. That was in his presence. Such a blessing. Okay. We got a guest, you guys. I don't know who remembers Roger Trotman, Zap from Dayton, Ohio. More bounce to the ounce, computer love. Who remembers all of those old jams and hits? Well, listen, he's a legend in himself. We're just going to keep on with the legend. This is legendary day on, Dr. Gina's radio chat. We have Rufus Trotman on. He is the nephew of Roger Trotman. He has his own ministry and I am excited to just see what God is doing, through his ministry. He has a new gospel project out. Welcome to the show, Rufus. How are you?
Dr. Gina Radio Show. I'm doing
well.
I'm doing well. God bless you.
Oh, yes, Dr. you just Gina. Did that. You better come on out like fire.
Yeah, you know, we ain't doing ain't nothing but a Holy Ghost party over here.
Holy
Ghost party. Ain't nothing but a Holy Ghost party. Yeah.
Oh, Gina,
you just
blew me all the way out. Okay, we got to play your song right now. Introduce your song, and then we got to get into this interview, okay?
Let's do it.
Okay, tell everybody what your song's, the name of your song.
This should be called 911. It's talking about, are you ready to meet Jesus?
Mm. Woo! Yes! Mm. Let's hear it.
911, what's the nature of your emergency?
911, it's an emergency. Jesus, it's returning. Don't know where you're
Coming back. Yeah. Coming so back. Tell us, how did you, you know, when did you receive the call? I mean, you're from the lineage of such a legacy. Tell us how you got into, you know, the gospel and ministry.
Well, you know, it's real. The beginning is very simple. One day, a friend of mine invited me to church, and we were actually going on tour. That we were leaving out, let's see, the Monday. We were leaving, hit the road on Monday. So they said, well, look, why don't you go to church with me Sunday? And I hadn't been in the church for years. So I went to the church. When I walked into the church, they were acting a fool. I mean, they were shouting. They were dancing. I was like, this is like the nightclub, man. What's going on? And so after all of that dancing and shouting, the preacher, he hadn't even preached yet. He just came up to the front of the pulpit, and he says, is there anybody in here that want to get saved? I said, preacher, if it feels this good, give me 2 shots. And so that day, I gave my life to the Lord. And then from there began a journey of God, the Holy Spirit transforming my life. As you know, well, you don't know, well, at that time I was on tour with Roger. And eventually, as I began to go back on the tour, the Lord began to deal with me and said, listen, I need you to come out of that world, out of that music. And so the Lord began to separate me. I began to sit down and learn about this guy named Jesus of Nazareth. And after some time of that, then he just put on my heart to take the music, or the ideas, I should say, the sound, rather, and use it for my glory. And so that's the short version of what I'm trying to do today.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? It is amazing. I'm excited about it. I want you to do a radio drop for me with all of you. Just do what God got you doing. And I want you to do a radio drop before we end, before you get off the show. But and Doug will take care of that if you don't mind. Is that fine with you?
I would be delighted to do that for you.
Okay, Gina, do you have anything you got to say to Rufus? Do you have anything you want to add or say?
Just thank you and your family for all the my whole life worth of music. My whole childhood, my whole adulthood, now today, I'm still doing the beat to Computer Love by hand. I just appreciate everything, and this song is right on time. I'm just so excited. A lot of people are down right now, but it's crazy. Yeah. I'm just so excited.
Well, see, when absolutely, I listen to this song, I feel like it's like barbecue, picnic, chilling out the front porch. It make me feel like big mama, grandmama, daddy, you know, grandpa, you know what I'm saying? Like the family
cooking
reunion.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like, it's easy. It's, you know, it's glorifying God. And a lot, we really need a lot more of creativity. You know, I love that God made us so unique and everything, and he's given us all a sound, and I love the sound. It's glorifying the Father. It's worshiping him, and it's it's saying he's coming back, like 911. It's an emergency. Get yourself together. And I love your story, how you said you went in, and it was pretty much like a revival. People were shouting and praising, and I thought about you, Gina. I thought about the story you told me about, no, when you and Ty went to church and they was shouting and dancing and stuff like that. And I've experienced, you know, when it can either go one way or the other, you have this image that you think church should be like. And then when you get into the Holy Ghost, it's so freeing that, you know, some people don't know, they don't expect that. And I'm just so glad that in that time, in that moment, that was an attraction to you. And you was like, I want this. You know what I'm saying? So that is just such a powerful story. I love that.
Well, you know, I think people, that's why I believe God says that he desires to walk by faith. Because, you know, over in Isaiah, it talks about Jesus, how there was no outer beauty to him. In other words, he wouldn't be somebody we put on the front page of a magazine. But if you ever by faith take an opportunity to step into who he is, I'm telling you, there is power in Jesus' name. He will take what you're going through, what you're in, and put his spirit in you, change your life, give you a fresh direction to life. And you're talking about when I walked in, this is how I know the power of music is so powerful. I think we underestimate the power of music in the church. This is why this young generation is so captivated, because Satan is using the music to bring them into unity. And if you go back even in the Old Testament, there was a king called Nebuchadnezzar, and he said, now listen, I'm going to make this statue for you to worship. When you hear the music, that's when I want you to bow down and worship. So music has this thing to unify people. And so music in the church should do three things. It should edify, unify, and codify. So music has to be intentional with a purpose. So that's it.
I love it. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad that you guys, that you were able to come on the show today. I'm scheduling everything, but God worked it out. I'm sitting up here listening to you, and Holy Spirit is reminding me when I was on drugs for 20-something years. I smoked crack for 20-something years, mostly on, then off. And one of the areas that I was in was Dayton, Ohio. And I remember when I was like 19 years old, getting high, and I would walk miles to go to the crack house and buy crack. And I remember always walking past the studio. And I would always see that it was just so quiet at that studio. And I wanted to go in that studio. And I just wanted to see what it was like. And I just wanted to see the creativity. And I was just so interested in what's going on in that studio creatively. The music, what is it like in there? You know, what's going on? Like, that was my draw. But I was so high and trying to get high that I just kept walking past the opportunity. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know if you see where Holy Ghost is going. Oh, yeah. But it was like I kept walking past opportunity to go get what I was distracted of. You see what I'm saying? I could have probably knocked on the door, had an innocent face and say, hey, you know, I wasn't interested in music, but I mean, I wasn't interested to be a singer, but I've always loved music. I always could hear each instrument. And when I would listen to music, I listened to the drums, I listened to the keyboard, I listened to every sound, and I could pick up on the sounds that some people don't even hear. And that just fascinated me. So I wanted to experience that and see that creativity. But I just was so distracted that I never, as close as I was every single time I walked past, to see that you're on this show, it's like God brings things in a full circle. It may not be same as the way you could have had it, but it's still the same. And sometimes we don't pay attention to those opportunities because we're so distracted. But I'm very thankful that God was able to bring you to where I am now. Do you see what I'm saying? Bring your legacy of your family into where I am now in 18 years of ministry and over and ministering the gospel and having the show. It's such a blessing to me. So I can receive it now, whereas I wasn't ready to receive it then. Receive you it. See what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just wanted to share that testimony with you.
Well, just in case you was wondering, when you was walking past what was going on, we were in there doing stuff like, get on the dance floor
baby.
Yeah.
All that.
Come on.
Oh, my God. I want you to do all of that with my drop. Okay, listen, this is we can go on with you because you were just such a pleasant surprise. I pray that God continues to open up doors to you, that your ministry to go forth, but not just in song, but actually just what's in you, that knowledge, that wisdom, that revelation that God has placed into you, that hunger, may it intensify, may God, you know, may it multiply throughout the earth. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for you carrying on the legacy, giving God all the glory. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
All they have to do is simple. Go to Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, and just put my name in there, Rufus Troutman. If you want the music, you can get it at iTunes and all those download places that you go to.
Hey, now. All right, Rufus, it was a pleasure. You are now a new friend of the show, and you are welcome to come on. Anytime you got something going on, just call me up, email me, and we'll get it together, okay?
Well, thank you for having me. It's a blessing.
Hold on now so Doug can take that drop from you and, you know, put yourself on. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you.
Okay,
All right now. I love it. Thank you so much, Gina. This has been a great show.
Oh, that's it. Time's up. But this was such an impactful hour. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, everybody, for holding on and listening. So I'm so excited for next week, y'all. Y'all catch us next week.
Yes, and Gina, you got two shows or one show tomorrow. Tell them about your show.
I have one show really quick, you guys. One show Thursday night. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you guys, on my Instagram Live, Chit Chat in the Closet, Gina G Too Funny, that's Gina G, the number 2, and make sure you click the link in my bio to get all of your TLC products, your teas, your Nutriverse. I'm feeling good. I think that's another reason why I'm so excited about life, because I feel good. So you guys, all those links, check me out.
What can they get from your show? Like, what is it on your show? Comedy, guests?
It's a little bit of everything. It's really just a conversation with friends.
In the closet.
And I discuss different topics. In the closet. The only place that I have to myself during this quarantine process, because we don't go nowhere. So it's my closet for me.
I love it. I enjoy the show. I love the topics. It's so random and so just impromptu and very authentic and transparent. I love it, and it's fun. And so you gotta be ready for comedy, okay? It's not a gospel show.
Not a gospel show. It's not a gospel show.
It's not a gospel show, but it's funny.
God is there.
Yeah, God is there, and it's funny. So I go and check her out and her guests, and I love it. And I'm so glad, and I love the flyers, and I love the concept in the closet, especially during this quarantine and stuff. It's just such a catchy thing. Anyway, this has been a great show. I love you, Gina G. Thank you so much. Rufus Troutman and my man, my king. I love Gary Hines, legendary Sounds of Blackness. My girl minister, Nicole Atkins, with her in his presence, always about to just soothes my soul. Mm-hmm. I be wanting to lay out on the couch somewhere. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's so therapeutic. And I love that. And then you, Gina G, with the Trinity and what she say. This has been a great show, you guys. Yes, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. It's all about Jesus, y'all. Until next time, we are loving you, living your destiny. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.